Welcome to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents.
Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static.
In today's episode, keep selling even during lock-in. Discover how SPAPs and their SEPs can bring in business all year long. ASG Episode 39, How SPAPs and their SEPs can bring you new business, written by Roxanne Anderson. It may be the lock-in period, but that doesn't mean you have to put your business on lockdown. There are quite a few ways to unlock more sales during Medicare's nearly 10-month off-season, and working with beneficiaries in state pharmaceutical assistance programs, also known as SPAPs, and their special enrollment periods, or SEPs, is one of them. In 2014, nearly 91% of Americans age 65 and over used at least one prescription drug per month, and just over 40% used five or more in 1 month, according to a CDC study. For the roughly 80% of seniors who suffer from at least one chronic condition, the ability to receive prescription medications can mean the difference between life and death. But with limited incomes, paying for prescription drugs or Part D coverage can be tough. The good news is that those over 65 years old who meet certain income and resource parameters may be eligible for extra help in the form of a low-income subsidy or LIS from Medicare, or an SPAP that can help them pay for their prescriptions. Working with seniors in SPAPs is an excellent way to solve the dilemma of how to make sales during lock-in. But before we delve into why they're valuable right now, let's define what they are. An SPAP is a state-operated program that offers prescription drug assistance to seniors with low incomes. Funded by individual states, these programs may pay for qualifying seniors' Part D coverage completely or simply lower the cost of their prescription drugs. Depending on the state, these programs may also cover qualifying seniors' Medicare Part D monthly premiums and copays. SPAPs vary by name, eligibility, and details. Furthermore, some states provide programs which help people with specific illnesses. For instance, there are states that offer end-stage renal disease or ESRD drug assistance programs and/or HIV/AIDS drug assistance programs or ADAPs. Why are SPAPs important right now? Here's the real treasure. Medicare beneficiaries who qualify for extra help or an SPAP are automatically eligible for a special enrollment period. They're given a window of opportunity outside of open enrollment during which they can make changes to their health insurance. Seniors who qualify for extra help can join, switch, or drop Medicare Part D coverage at any time with their SEP. Those who qualify for SPAPs can join or switch an MA or Part D plan once per calendar year. How can SPAPs and SEPs benefit your clients? Besides the fact that SPAPs can help your clients afford prescription drug coverage, their SEP can also help your clients save even more on a Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plan. This is crucial considering that the average Social Security monthly benefit for retired seniors was only $1,360 in 2017. Also worth noting, the Social Security Administration reported that approximately 23% of married seniors and about 43% of unmarried seniors relied on Social Security for 90% of their income in 2017. With extra help or SPAP eligibility, your clients have at least one opportunity throughout the year to swap their current plan for a more affordable one. How can SPAPs and SEPs benefit you? If you're working in the senior market, you already know that the annual enrollment period, or AEP, is our industry's busy season. However, AEP takes place over just 54 days of the 365-day calendar year. Working with beneficiaries in SPAPs and those with SEPs can help you bring in new business during the much longer off-season. Since so many Americans may qualify for extra help or SPAPs, it's extremely important that you're aware of your clients' special enrollment options. As you know, your clients' needs can change without notice. By being a resource for different enrollment options, you can show your clients your expert knowledge, prove you have their best interest in mind, and build client loyalty. Don't be locked out during lock-in. Go out and build a bigger, better business with your improved understanding of SPAPs and their SEPs. We mentioned a lot of great statistics in this episode. For the links to the studies those statistics came from, as well as other articles and podcast episodes, don't forget to visit our show notes. That's it for this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today, please subscribe to the show. You can do that on Podbean, in iTunes, or on the Apple Podcasts app. While you're there, leave a review and comment. We'd love to hear what you think. It helps us make the podcast better, filling it with content you can use, and it's also your chance to get a shout out on the show. Thank you so much for listening. See you next episode.